is conditional use number 1775 East Market LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1775 for East Market LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is appropriate for the site since residential development of this type is appropriate where central water and sewer are available. In this case, central sewer will be provided by Sussex County and central water will be provided by a private provider. The property is in an area with a recommended MR zoning that has developed with similar residential properties, including Warwick Cove and Gull Point. Three, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon this approval, the 70-unit multifamily dwelling project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Four, with the stipulations and conditions placed upon this approval, the project will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. Five, the recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 70 units within the project. B, the applicant shall form a condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the project. There shall be walking, jogging, and bike paths throughout the project as shown on the preliminary site plan. The project shall be served by a central sewer system provided by Sussex County and designed and constructed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications. Within 3 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. There shall be a 50-foot buffer from all state and federal wetland areas. The buffer shall comply with the requirements of Section 115-193 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The marina area shall be utilized by residents and guests of the project only. Area originally set aside for wastewater treatment area shall remain as open space. Active recreation could add attractive features to the project. Another alternative would be planting native trees and plants to replace the forested area being removed in the rest of the site. The final site plan shall show how this area is to be incorporated into the project's open space and shall include a landscape plan. The project shall provide for future interconnectivity to the Rogers property to the east. The agricultural use protection notice shall be incorporated into the condominium documents for this project and shall be included on the final site plan. Construction, site work, grading, and delivery of materials on, off, or to the property shall only occur during the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. It is recommended that the applicant, in cooperation with DLDOT, resurface Warwick Road from Blue Claw Road to the river and Blue Claw Road from Warwick Road to the Gull Point Road upon completion of the project. That serves my motion.
Question.
Sir.
On Q, it states the marina area shall be utilized for residents and guests of the project only. But do you consider that a marina, or do you really, it's really boat slips?
That probably could be, right, because the marina triggers sort of different uses. Maybe the dock or pier or boat slips.
Yeah, and there isn't any reference in the motion to about the review and approval of the state den record of U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, if required.
For the
boat slips.
Yeah, okay. That should be a part of that. That could be part of Q. Just to clarify, there is another permit we have to have in our possession to get final.
I would just, Mr. Johnson, maybe the way to word it then would be the dock, pier, boat slips area shall be utilized by residents and guests of the project only and shall be subject to the review and approval of all appropriate state and federal agencies.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Counselor. I'd like to add that to my motion.
And you just put it so be subject to?
The review and approval.
Of other agencies?
Yeah, or all state and federal agencies.
Okay. Whichever.
I'll talk slower next time, Mr. Link.
No, it's fine. I'm just questioning it.
Gentlemen, we have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1775, East Market LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Abstain.
Let the record show 4 aye, no, 0 no, and 1 abstention on behalf of Mr. Burton. Next item is